This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thoughts on the exit of Frank Cooley? I think it's something that probably was destined to happen.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I don't think it's the wrong move. I really like the move of bringing in Travis Williams, and I don't want to say any of that to slam Frank Cooley. I liked Frank Cooley a lot. I thought he did actually a pretty good job here. I thought despite their on-field struggles, he did a very good job of keeping people engaged and negotiating deals and things of that nature. I think he was maybe a little bit too involved in the baseball side of things. Some of that's also a personal opinion where I just, you know, and I came from a world of the Penguins where the president of the team wasn't necessarily that involved in the day-to-day. But again, that's just my two cents. Do I think Frank Cooley had a positive impact? Absolutely. But given the situation that they're in, I mean, you have to make changes. If you're not asking questions of yourself, and Frank Cooley said this, and Bob Nutting said this, and, you know, if you're not asking this stuff, then what are you doing? And so I give him credit for coming up with that, for pointing the finger inward. I think I used that in one of my stories today, and I really like the hire that they made with Travis Williams.
Yeah, it seems like he's going to be very interesting. Travis Williams, of course, is from the Penguins. He not only brings with him, you know, all the knowledge and everything else that he has, obviously, of making deals and doing all those things, but he's been a part of a winning culture, and I would assume that probably had something to do with why he was identified as a possible candidate, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's all kinds of positives to this, in addition to Travis Williams just being a really good guy. You know, he was just someone who was pleasant to deal with. I had a very high opinion of him for how he did his job. But in addition to it, I mean, if I'm the Pirates and I'm going to look at somebody who was over at the Penguins, I think they can learn a lot. You know, you can learn what a winning culture looks like, how to interact with people, how to message things, how to stay on that message, how to, you know, sort of find some consistency with how you do things. I think Travis Williams has a very interesting perspective on things like how much a president should be involved in the day-to-day baseball operations. You know, let Neil Huntington do his job. Let the people there do their jobs. And again, it may have worked at one point. I think you can look at the results and say it's not necessarily working now. But I also think, Paul, with the state of the Pirates right now and where they're at, I mean, they need somebody to come in there with a little bit of stroke. You know, he's got some swagger to him. Not that he comes off as cocky, but, I mean, he's been there. He's done some things. People in the city should know who he is. The Penguins are very much a brand and a business and a successful one, and Travis was a big part of that. And so if you come over to the Pirates and you're sort of bringing that credibility with you, right now the Pirates need that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I think that's the key is now how much of it will do you think how much power he will have? I mean, will he have basically full reign to do what he needs to do?
Yeah, I think he will. You know, I think he will eventually. You know, the Travis Williams I know is, you know, he's coming from the school of David Morehouse and the way the Penguins did business and whatever, and I would not expect him to make any sort of irrational or sudden movements. I also think that Travis does come from a hockey background, and I don't think he is the type of person who's going to walk into a new role with a new sport and just sort of start throwing his weight around. He's a very, very smart guy. Like Cooley, he's a lawyer by trade. Believe graduated summa cum laude from Duquesne. I might be getting that a little bit wrong, but I mean, he's no dummy. And he's going to come in here and he's going to want to learn. He's going to want to learn the process. He's going to want to get to know Neil Huntington, Kyle Stark, whomever, you know, and learn what they do, why they do what they do, and then sit back and say, okay, you know, he might say, hey, this all stinks. I don't like it. All of you need to go take a hike, and we're going to redo it. But I don't think – I mean, he's not an arrogant person. He's not an arrogant person at all. He's not going to walk in that door and say, you all are idiots, you're all gone, I know a better way. And he's going to do it like right before winter meetings or something like that. Like, that's just not realistic. The guy's going to be very calculated about learning what he's looking at and learning how to fix it.
Yeah, I think it's important, too, because I think there's a lot to be fixed. If you were to have his ear for 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever, where would you tell him to start?
With Travis Williams?
Yes.
You need to figure out how to develop guys better. And I would preface it by saying it's not necessarily drafting, but the Pirates need to better identify young talent and get that young talent up to the major leagues. And you need to drill down into why that is. I would tell him to push as much as you can for Bob Nutting to spend more. I wish the Pirates did spend more, but I understand the constraints. And I also think you need to look at teams, you know, when you guys are hiring a manager like the Tampa Bay Rays, like the Oakland Athletics, small market teams who have done it successfully, try to bring someone in here with those ideas, i.e. Ryan Christensen or Derek Shelton or whomever. I would not be in favor of keeping the same old. And if we're going to win on a small budget, we need to find out what these guys are doing at drafting, development, spending, major league level, all that stuff, and we need to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key, is they've got some real changes to be made. And I think that's the, you know, there are a lot of issues with this team. Now, when you talk about, I saw that Bob Nutting, are you sure he's going to be talking?
Yes, he's going to be talking on Monday.
Okay, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know what time. I don't think it's going to be in like a press conference setting. I think it's going to be a little bit more informal or like broken off. I don't know if it'll be like the Steelers where he like goes in with one group of people, comes out, goes in with another group. I don't know the details on it. I just know that it probably won't be a press conference and it'll be on Monday.
No, well, that would be good. I mean, at least, you know, it's time that we hear from him.
Yeah,
right?
I agree. I mean, I think it's long overdue, but I give Bob Nutting credit. He needs to get in front of people, and his fans want, at least the guys that I – guys and girls, I shouldn't just say guys. The people that I've talked to really want an explanation here, and they deserve one.
And that's the thing. Now, if you get a chance to ask Bob Nutting questions, say they limit you to three questions, what would they be?
Oh, man. Oh, man. What's wrong? I'm a big proponent of like not making myself a show and asking people questions. Sometimes that gets convoluted or whatever because I bungle it. But I mean, I'd like to know. Just roll the ball out. What is wrong right now, and how do you fix it? Are you concerned at all about where things are? How do you guys draft and develop better? I know I'm at three questions, and I'm probably not scratching where I need to be. I wasn't ready for this, but no, I mean that. You know, I would think, what happens with Neil Huntington? Why did you fire Clint Hurdle and not Neil Huntington? What do you think about, you know, clubhouse brawls? What have you learned from the Felipe Vasquez situation? Do you want to continue to own the Pirates? I mean, some people have sold Major League Baseball teams for a lot of money recently. I think that's a fair question to ask him. Have you ever thought about getting out, and what's your long-term plan for owning this franchise? So, again, that's not three. I'd have to think a little bit harder, but those are some things off the top of my head.
Is there anything that we should know or be updated on when it comes to this manager search?
Pretty quiet right now. I mean, they had the first round of guys in for interviews. Derek Shelton, mentioned him earlier, was one. Christensen was one. Jeff Banister is another. I'm probably leaving a few out. They've reached out. You know, Mark Kotze is another one. Guys like Espada has been on the fringe. I don't think Espada has interviewed. He's the Astros bench coach. So I think they're in the process of sort of figuring out what they like about this group, but it has sort of taken a strange pause here because I'm curious, and I think this is another thing we can ask one or both on Monday, is how does this play into the manager search? Like, are you going to hire a manager and then let, like, Travis, you know, determine the fate of everybody, or you know, maybe they're comfortable with saying that everybody's there, you know, for this year anyway. I have a feeling that's what it would be, but It's just a weird wrench to have thrown in there that in the middle of hiring a president, we're also hiring a manager, and the president's going to come in and right in the middle of the manager search. So it's a convoluted way of saying I'm not quite sure right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see now how that all goes. You've heard all obviously a lot of names. Are there any that excite you more than others?
I like Shelton for one. I like his background. As I said earlier, I think the Pirates, you know, I mean, ideally I'd like to see the Pirates go spend a crap load of money and be at the top of the Major League Baseball, you know, spending charts or whatever. I don't think that's going to happen. And if they're not going to do that, to me the next best recipe is to look at what the teams who do it on the cheap and do it successfully. And what I've looked at, Shelton would be your best bet to find somebody who has been at a lot of those places. You know, he's been in Tampa, he's been in Cleveland. Minnesota made quite the turnaround this year and try to sponge off of his experience. Ryan Christensen is another guy, you know, having been in Oakland, where it intrigues me. And, you know, I'm not in favor of Bannister. I like Jeff Bannister a lot. I think he's a great man, but I wouldn't want to keep the same old, same old. I'd be looking for a new approach. Anybody that looks at the Pirates this season or over the past couple, if you're thinking what we're doing is working, it ain't. And I don't think that's the way they're looking at it. And if I'm going to fix this, I mean, I'm going to look at the Tampa Bay Rays. I'm going to look at the Oakland Athletics and these small market teams who have done it and try to do what they're doing.
Well, there are a lot of people that are out there. A lot of good people that are out there in terms of managers. But if you put, you know, his hands behind his back and tie him, I'm not sure how fair that is.
What do you mean with
respect
Bannister
to like
or
any
manager,
that takes the job? If you're going to make them try and do the job with both hands tied behind their back, I don't
know
if that's
good
either.
You know what, though, Paul? I understand what you're saying, but like, do you think Kevin Cash in Tampa is going to agree with that? Do you think Bob Melvin in Oakland's going to agree with that? Like, they figured out a way. Those guys have found a way to get it done. Why can't the Pirates? Why can't the Pirates have figured out a way to get it done before, in a couple years ago?
Yeah.
And, I mean, to me, money concerns don't have anything to do with not being able to get Tyler Glasnow the rest of the way across the finish line. And they weren't able to. And we can sit here and debate like when the problems came up, were they development or whatever. But, I mean, you couldn't pull that out of him. They drafted him. I mean, but and it's not a money thing that you couldn't bring this out of him. The Rays, who spent less than the Pirates, brought it out of him. And to me, if I'm Travis Williams, I'm coming in here and saying, why couldn't we do this? What did the Rays do? Let me learn. Let me figure out what we're doing compared to what they did. And how do we fix this? We need to get somebody in here to do it. If I don't have confidence in the people I have, I'm going to go get somebody who will. That's not a matter of spending a lot of money. Like, even the Garrett Cole thing, man. I mean, yeah, they weren't going to sign Garrett Cole. Whatever. But, like, they didn't have the current version of Garrett Cole while they were there. And they need to ask their question, you know, point the finger internally and say, why weren't we getting this out of this guy? That's not money spent. They drafted the guy. They got him to a certain point, but they're not maximizing what they're getting out of him. And again, that's not money. That's process.
Yeah, that's true. That is absolutely true. Well, Jason, I know you're busy. You've had a long, long day. So why don't you get some rest, and hopefully you'll be able to tomorrow not have to spend all day on the phone trying to figure out who's coming.
Oh man, we're all lucky to get to do what we do, though, man. I don't like complaining about it. But good to talk to you, man. Thanks
right.
for having me. Have a good night.
All right, sounds good. That's Jason Mackey, the Post Gazette.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.